In the Iraqi city of Najaf, a senior Shiite leader and a fellow cleric were stabbed to death by a mob today in that Muslim sect's holiest shrine, the Mosque of Ali. The assassination of Abdul-Majid al-Kuwait only days after he returned from exile to Iraq could mark the first sign of strife among rival Shia factions jockeying for power in post-Saddam Iraq. From London, NPR's Sylvia Pajoli has more.
Maad Faya is an Iraqi journalist who was with al-Kuwait when the cleric went to the shrine of Imam Ali, the martyred son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad. There, he said, a group of people loyal to yet another Shia imam who was killed 2 years ago by the Saddam regime were agitating against the mosque caretaker, a man said to be widely disliked because of his associations with Saddam Hussein.
Sayyid Abdul-Majid tried to calm them down, saying, "This is a sacred place. Let him go now and we can discuss this later, but not have a confrontation in the shrine." And then they started attacking. They broke the windows and they had knives and swords and guns. Their faces just looked so evil and so bloodthirsty. Nothing we could say would stop them. Then they started shooting. We couldn't believe it.
Faya said men then started stabbing al-Kuwait and the mosque caretaker over and over again. Al-Kuwait was the son of a prominent Ayatollah who was placed under house arrest when Saddam crushed a Shiite uprising after the 1999 Gulf War. Yesterday, al-Kuwait told a BBC interviewer that this is the most important moment for Iraq, and he said the war against Saddam Hussein was entirely justified.
Of course it was it. You know, those problems which the media mention it always, the war is still in the third week, and the Iraqi people are suffering from their regime for more than 35 years with three big wars, and then 35 years continuing killing the people and putting them in a prison and execute them and forcing them. Everyone was suffering. The Iraq was in war for 35 years, not only for the last 3 weeks.
Some Iraqi opposition sources say al-Kuwait's assassination will trigger infighting among Iraqi Shiites, who make up 60% of the population. Yesterday, interviewed by a pro-Iranian TV channel, Mohammed Bakr al-Kaim, head of an Iranian-based Iraqi Shiite opposition group, vehemently attacked the war against Iraq and warned what he called invasion forces against trying to impose domination and hegemony over Iraq and its resources. But Laith Kuba, the head of the London-based Iraqi National Group and a close friend of al-Kuwait's, believes the massacre was the work of local Iraqi Shiites, not al-Hakim's followers. Kuba said Saddam had total control over Iraqi society through sheer force and terror.
Now with his authority gone, there is vacuum, and people can sense that, not only individuals who go into looting, but groups who think that they are entitled to power or are tempted by power. And very soon you will have organized armed groups filling that space and assuming power.
Kuba says that al-Kuwait's killing is a bad omen. Nevertheless, he and other anti-Saddam dissidents are working to organize a meeting of all opposition groups as soon as possible inside Iraq. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, London.